This is FCB Radio, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbradio.com.
Necessary work when I bust into your zones, microphones get crushed out. I break the sucker down with dust. I do what I must, with the rush.
Hey, yo, welcome to Necessary Roughness. This is Eric E. Will Williams alongside Christy Maggard.
Hey, hey.
CJ Cobb.
You know who it is.
You know? And Darby the Kingpin Morrow from the Outlaws Radio Show.
What's going on, family?
You know, sorry if I'm a little nasally and congested today, but it happens.
You got allergies?
Allergies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, okay. Spell allergies, E. Will.
A. Allergies. Allergies.
The audio is correct.
Tell him what he's won.
Nothing.
Oh, geez, a Pete's.
All right, so let's flip it around this time. Darvio, how was your week?
My week was cool, man. We had a lot of good things coming on, you know, going on around here. I got a new song dropping this week, so
hey.
I'm really excited. Ooh.
What's the name of it?
It is called Trust Me, featuring Madeline Hayes.
And I'll tell you, I'm one of the few people that's already heard it, and it's fire!
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah,
y'all really, gonna love the beat and everything.
I'm real excited. Real excited about it. It's a little different for me. It's gonna be making people dance and stuff. So, but
hey, I like it already.
Look at him blushing over there. Right? It's a little different. Y'all don't make fun of me too much. It's okay, I guess.
You remember that?
Hey, actually,
he's starting to sound like me.
I don't know if these two know what I did on Friday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I'll go ahead and I'll come back to you two. Sorry,
you dropped a diss record.
No, actually, I might be.
Rap beef.
So no, so you guys know that Darvio has been trying to talk me out of quote unquote retirement.
Yeah,
because I used to, for those of our listeners that don't know, probably about 10 years ago, I used to rap.
And he's actually pretty good.
I'm okay. I wouldn't say I'm pretty good. He gives me more props than what I think I deserve.
So modest.
Well, don't get it twisted. I think I'm better. But
rap beef.
But he is, you know, but he is pretty good.
I think
good.
I'm with you now on that, CJ. Rap beef.
Let's do it.
But he is pretty good. He downplays it a little bit, but he's good.
So, if any of our listeners out there listen to mine and Darvio's other show, The Outlaws Radio Show, it was Jessica Lavish's birthday, and I actually rapped a verse on air for her on Friday.
Aww.
First time ever I've done anything like that on FCB.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, and he only took 2 shots at her.
Only, yeah, that's it.
like you tried
being
to
generous.
Hit on her, or you...
No,
he gives you backhanded disses. Compliments.
Oh, okay, so. I got you.
So he only gave her 2 backhanded compliments.
Because it was her birthday. Right.
Yeah.
Was being
so
generous.
Nice.
I mean, he talked about her... getting older, so she was going to start
wrinkling faster. And having to get some bifocals from lens crafters.
Ooh.
The eye doctor told me that's in my future.
Oh,
womp, womp.
Yeah, I know. But hey, speaking of being generous,
yes.
So there's going to be a video on the website, probably. Don't mind my appearance. I had to come from my daughter's softball game.
It is on there right now.
And she
now.
Had no idea this was happening.
No.
Wait, you already uploaded it?
Yes. It's on right now.
I got to clap.
It's in the cloud.
Oh my gosh.
Which means it never goes away.
But Eric, E. Will, and crew surprised me with the swimmer Christy Barbie doll. I have wanted this doll for almost 20 years since she came out because it's spelled like my name, which nobody spells it that way. So when there was a Barbie doll named Christy, I lost
that not
it.
Only is a swimmer, but also swims the same style as you swim, right?
Yes. She swims freestyle and backstroke. And I was like, we have a bathtub. I could totally make this happen. But, you know.
So she's having more fun during bath time with her kids than her kids are.
And by the way, that was from all of us.
Yes.
All of our
I'm
names.
Sorry, from CJ and Darvio as well. I put Anne Crew on there.
She did say Anne Crew.
She treated us like we were the Pips.
No.
I'm sorry. It's just that Eric went on and he bought it. No. So
you know that's like how you do when your family buys a gift for your grandma or something. You put from mom, dad, sister, brother.
Right.
It's from the whole family.
But she said it's from
all of us.
She said it's from Eric and them.
I do that. I sign my cards like that now. I'm just like Christy and crew. I'm like, too many names to list them all. Yep. They're not so important. I did it. Don't even worry about it.
The way that went was she randomly sent us this picture message in our group text talking about, this is what I want for my birthday, guys. Like, hint, hint. I don't think she ever thought for a day that she'd actually get it.
Oh, no.
That night, it was either that night or the very next morning, I went on eBay and I found the exact one she wanted. And I made it happen.
I never in a million, never trillion years thought I was actually going to get it. It was just like, hey, look at this. Isn't this awesome? Kind of a thing. And it was not random. It's very important.
I can't wait
for you to
watch to
know
this video.
That there was a Swimmer Christie Barbie doll out there.
It's very important.
It's very important.
And I love the fact, like, this whole thing, too, speaks to Christie's view of equality, because the doll that she has now is an African American doll,
and I am very Look white. In case you didn't know,
yes, Lord,
that
Juneteenth.
Yes, that is.
No
yes,
offense. Who that cares is a great, if she's black?
It is, that is a great
it is Juneteenth.
Yes. Moment. Yes.
Yes.
Terrific. I'm glad I could be a part
Happy
of it.
Happy Emancipation Day. There we go.
So if you guys, if there's one time that you guys ever go to the Necessary Roughness Radio page, just type it in just like that on Facebook, Necessary yep. Roughness Radio. Just go on there just to watch this video.
Yes, and see her reaction.
You got to see her reaction. It is great. I haven't even watched the video yet, but I was here live and in person. You see my big belly in the video. So
Mine too.
Man, so
okay.
It was great.
Like, not mine. I look great.
Yep.
We had a little bit of Ice Cube references in there too. So
yes,
for all our hip hop heads.
Flexing in your tight t-shirt, CJ.
Yeah, he wears two sizes too small, so he looks bigger than what he is.
Is it tight or is it just form fitting? Because this form is fitting me so well.
That really, I wish y'all could see him right now in studio, because he really just made me think of Urkel as he was doing that. And he sounded like it too.
He just, the only reason he did that is because he was still in his feelings from the young lady.
Oh, yes.
Yo,
don't bring her up, bro.
He just got so offended, he felt some type of way.
You know what I'm saying? I hit the gym so hard these past 2 days, just on the off chance that I run into her on the street. Yo,
he gonna try to put her
I'm
in the
ready,
headlock.
I'm
this
ready
time.
For you now. You
know I got saying? You
right now. I'm gonna bring a table with me so we can just arm wrestle right there on the spot.
Oh no!
I'm gonna need one of y'all to wear this referee shirt.
Ref.
Though.
I gotta see this.
Somebody got.
Yeah, I gotta see.
I gotta
this
watch
too.
You take this L. Sorry.
I would take two tickets to that gun show.
Oh man!
Oh, my gosh.
You're already starting to get a couple of likes and a comment too. By
oh,
the way.
Geez.
Oh yes!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, I gotta look at this when we go to break.
I'm an idiot. I know.
No, you're not. That was like the cutest thing ever.
It was awesome.
I'm
you were
so
very
excited about this Barbie.
It was like a little kid in a candy store, or that kid on Christmas who just got the one thing that they asked for
the
most.
She got a
yes.
With it?
Yeah, you're,
she's crossing
you
her
it.
Eyes right now as we speak. Like, yeah.
Oh
and the beautiful thing about it is like this is what we do here at FCB. This is our family, so we do things
you.
For our family.
Well, thank you.
Well, I asked y'all
guys.
For like $200 off air not too long ago.
See, now that's
I ain't getting
story,
no kind
though.
Of love like that. Well, I thought we was family.
Yeah, we said family, not ATM.
Just take your brownies and calm down. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't you get like two
pans
of brownies last
first
week?
Of all,
from
we don't need to
from
talk.
Sammy
that,
Cena and
that,
Christy, both from FCB.
That is an off-air
He's like, wait a minute, don't be saying all that after I just said I hit the gym
that hard
this week.
He worked it off.
Off-air subject. I don't appreciate you right now bringing that on air.
He has a figure to maintain. No, as you say, he has a reputation to keep.
Y'all gonna put some respect on my name. You know what I'm saying?
Respect on my name.
All three of y'all.
And some more Snickers on those brownies.
All three of y'all.
All right.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
No more. All right, are we talking about any sports, Mr. Host?
Of course.
This is why I love this show. We can go like a whole segment of just a train wreck and have so much fun.
Right. Yeah. And we actually have maybe about 5.5 minutes left. So we actually could get
real
sports
right, look
in
at us go.
This time.
So it's been kind of a slow week for sports.
Well, you know how it is in the summer.
No
man.
Offense to all my soccer fans, though.
Yeah, I was going to say,
World
Cup. You know, soccer's popping off right now.
It like, is.
It's getting so much more popularity and more traction.
I'm pissed that the United States isn't in the World Cup, though.
It's the United States.
Yeah.
Does it surprise you?
No.
But still, it's like, that's embarrassing.
There's actually a beer shortage in Moscow right now.
Really?
Due to the World Cup.
I'm glad I'm not there. I need me some beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I know what we're doing in the
right.
At the break.
You might be an alcoholic.
He said you might be.
Not sure yet.
But you might.
Might is in all caps.
Might be. I'm leaning that way.
Capital M-I-G-H-T. But,
it's two for two.
Yeah, man, I mean, I can't get down with soccer for whatever reason. I just... I played it 1 year back when I was in shape. Shut up.
You were the goalie? Put you in the goal, boy.
No, I ain't that wide now.
You know what, man? We used to, at one of the stations I used to run, we used to air the soccer team that used to be here, the Cleveland City Stars. We aired their games. And that was really when I started to kind of like the sport. But for me, I'm one of those guys. I mean, I love sports, but I'm most passionate about sports teams that have teams in my city. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So probably if the MLS had a Cleveland soccer team, I probably would pay more attention to it. Just like if the NHL had a NHL hockey team in Cleveland, I would pay more attention to it. Sure. So I don't dislike the sport. I'm just not really passionate about it because we don't have a team here.
Yeah. See, I can go with that. I don't really dislike the sport. I just can't watch it. To me, it's I don't want to say it's boring.
On television? Oh.
But I can't think of any other word. It's kind of boring to me. It's not my thing. But I will say I have mad respect for the people who play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
That takes so much endurance. And I just get tired just from watching them run up and down the field.
I will say this, though. Soccer is like hockey in this sense. Go to the game. Like, if you're at the game, you'll have fun. Like, when I went to the Cleveland Monsters games, being at the game, or like when we did the Cleveland City Stars, being there, it's a lot more fun. But those two sports in particular, they don't really translate well on television. They bore me to death on TV.
Are you kidding me? Soccer doesn't translate well to
on television?
No,
I don't think so.
Do it this way. Watch it on Univision or Telemundo.
Yeah.
And it changed your whole perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Goal! Oh, Goal! I mean, it is perfect. I'm sorry. I know I don't speak Spanish.
Can you do that one more again?
I don't speak Spanish. No disrespect to all my Hispanic, Latin people out there.
Yes, we love
y'all. I love y'all. I'm from Florida. I love y'all. I just have not learned the language yet.
Wepa!
Best believe I will be learning it. But back to what I was saying.
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just the energy. The energy, though, from the commentators, especially the the Latin American ones, or just from any other country. Yeah.
Because it's not the same with the American or the English.
Exactly.
Here's a good comparison for our Cleveland listeners out there. The commentators for them that are in Spanish, every single one of them are like hammy.
Yeah.
For the Indians.
Yeah, Tom Hamilton, yeah.
They're superstars in their country. They're super well known. They're so popular. They're the cream of the crop in broadcasting.
I was listening to one of the sports stations here in town earlier today, and they played this clip of one of those commentators that did a goal for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
He was like, goal! And he did not run out of breath. I was like, sheesh.
If that doesn't get you hyped, I don't know what will.
Right.
I don't know anything else they're saying, though. I don't speak Spanish very well either. I speak a little bit.
But I can speak the passion of what he's saying right there. And I understand
And he's just so excited that you have to get excited.
And then when the English ones do it, then they're like, oh, here he comes. Here he comes across the pitch. Beautiful cross pass. He looks, header in. Oh, it's a goal.
He just doesn't feel the same excitement.
Sure, absolutely. We'll go with that. That was a British accent.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm terrible at accents.
He tried.
Yeah. I can do a mean James Bond.
Oh.
Shaken, not stirred.
That sounded a little Sean Connery.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad at all. Oh, by the way, you just got another comment on the video. Someone said, this is epic.
Yeah. Well, that's how I roll.
Mom's getting a Barbie doll.
Super epic.
This is gonna go viral. Watch.
Oh, I would love if it goes viral. Just for the reaction. You know what? We need to edit the video and like continuously repeat when she's jumping up and down the chair.
Right, like turn it into a GIF.
Yeah. GIF, you mean?
Yeah. GIF, GIF, same.
GIF is a peanut butter.
Then we can just add
it's pronounced GIF too.
We can add in that announcer that goes gold for like a whole minute as she's doing it.
Yes, that's great.
That would be awesome.
All right, we got to go to break. I promise we'll get back to your regularly scheduled sports.
We talked some sports right there. Go ahead.
We'll be back here on Necessary Roughness.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, yo, this is E-Will from the Outlaws Radio Show and Necessary Roughness Radio. People love Netflix, but for some, it isn't in their budget. And for others, they're paying for both Netflix and the data they watch it. Now, they don't have to. With T-Mobile, you get unlimited data with Netflix included for the whole family, which means you can all watch thousands of shows and movies, whatever you want, anytime you want, on any device you want, all without paying more. Wherever you want to watch, T-Mobile has you covered. Only at T-Mobile, you can get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included. And right now, if you buy a Samsung Galaxy S9, you get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge on all of your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Visit a T-Mobile store today or call 1-800-T-Mobile.
Unlimited data on their network, video streams at 480p, small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balance is due. Well-qualified customers, full price $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Hey, yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at NRCLE and on blah, 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 FB.
What? What
I
was
tripped
that?
All over my tongue there.
I think he was trying to speak Spanish right there. He's trying to be one of the commentators.
Nice save. That's all, folks. Let's try that again. Don't forget to the follow.
And you still was like, this
don't
should be
forget
bloopers.
To follow the show on Twitter at NRCLE and on Facebook at Necessary Roughness Radio.
Sound it out. There
yeah,
you
got to give them a break. This is only the 41st
sound
episode.
Sound it out.
You know what? I was fat and I was out of breath, so I started tripping over my fat tongue.
Oh my gosh. And it's okay because we're fat here. We accept each other.
We
don't
it.
Judge
it's
each other.
It's the fat AA meeting.
I did.
My name is Eric and I'm fat.
Guys, I messed up today. I went to Chick-fil-A and I bought two sandwiches. One with the whole meal. The other with the small fry.
With extra cheese on the side. All right.
I'm so weak.
We're not doing this. Okay. Also, don't forget, you can download the FCBRadio.com app. Go in your app store for iPhone or the Google Play store for your Androids. I almost said iPhone again. Just type in FCBRadio.com with no spaces. You can check out, obviously, Necessary Roughness Radio, The Outlaws Radio Show, Views from the 216, The Jeff Brown Show, The Todd Allen Show, you know, and you can check out The Vibe.
You feel that, baby? It's The Vibe by FCB.
Which plays 80s and 90s hip hop, and Uptown, which plays R&B.
That just happened.
I love it. I need to get him doing some voiceovers for
real.
Oh,
yeah, no doubt. I just want to give a running tab. You're at 93 views now, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Let's make it viral. Let's share it on our
personal pages. Yeah. So I'll keep giving you a running tab throughout the show.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, let's see what it is by the time we're done recording. Okay.
Probably stop at 95.
Back on June.
Probably. No, like 99. It's like, come on, 100. Right. It'll just be 99
we'll be sitting
forever.
For a week.
So, obviously, the really big thing and big talk that's been going on throughout the sports world lately is LeBron James.
LeBron Watch 2018.
To see where if he is going to opt out of his contract at the end of June or if he's going to accept it. Is he going to accept it and stay? Is he going to accept it and do a sign-in trade? Is he going to opt out and sign somewhere else? Those are pretty much the four options. So there's been so many different things already, and he hasn't even opted out yet on where he's going to go, different scenarios, who he's going to team up with, you know, what would be the smartest thing to do? Would he actually be dumb enough to go out to the West, you know, or does he want to keep it easy for himself and stay in the East? Like, there's just been so many different things I've heard.
So there was a question, and I don't want to cut you off here, but there is a question that was brought up to me when I was at the gym about a week and a half ago.
About a week ago.
There
week ago.
If I had my hat on, I want to throw it. Darvio, throw your hat. Throw your hat.
But, no, this is my Outlaw's hat. I'm not going to disrespect your hat.
But a guy at the gym asked me, he said, obviously, you know, I know you played ball. Why is it that it's illegal for, like, coaches and GM to try and tempt or get a player to come to their team, and it's not illegal for fellow players to try and tempt and get a player to come to their team? And I, you know, that was actually a really good question.
That is a really good question.
You know, I almost wish he hadn't asked me that while I was coming out of the shower. But, you know, yeah,
pause.
So I was like, okay, this is happening. All right. So
let me put my clothes on first.
Yeah. So I get dressed and I tell him, I said, well, I think.
Well, thank God you got dressed before answering the question.
Obviously. You know, he's probably, in, you know, just so embarrassed. Standing next to me.
Really? You had to go there?
But no, okay, so.
His towel almost fell off.
CJ's just standing there free balling, talking about the Cavs.
Get my Captain Morgan stance on the bench.
So much TMI right now.
Oh, Christy, much. I'm sorry. I forgot you were here.
It's totally fine.
I'm not worried about Christy. I'm worried about Darvio's mom in the room.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Poor mom.
Oh, it's man, right. I can't breathe. That was
I'm sorry.
Fun.
There's enough of me to go around, baby.
Oh, oh,
want
wow.
a little captain in you?
Oh. Back.
Pause.
Pause.
All right, back to the question.
So my answer to him was... I think it's illegal for owners and coaches and stuff because you kind of think about it like the NCAA, where if a coach from a school was trying to gain a player to come to their program and he's trying to buy him cars, clothes, and offering him money, you know, that's not right. That's not a fair playing field. So I think that's why it's illegal for coaches and GMs to do that. As far as other players, it's kind of like, okay, this is my boy. He's my friend. I know he's good. I want him on my team. There's nothing wrong because the players aren't going to offer you $200,000 to come play with them.
Unless they're LeBron James. That could happen.
I mean, he might work that out through the organization, but he's not going to come up out of his pocket.
See, but also, what if it's so to give an example, it's been said that Chris Paul, who is a free agent, he himself has been more focused on trying to recruit LeBron to come to Houston than worrying about his own contract at the moment. So with that being said, he's actually a free agent. So he's trying to recruit him to Houston even though he's a free agent. So in that sense, what if the team were kind of going to Chris and saying, Chris, you know, you have this injury history. We're not that comfortable giving you a max contract because you came out about a week ago saying you're not going to accept anything less than a max contract. If you go out and you can get LeBron to commit to coming to Houston, we'll give you that max contract that you want.
So just to kind of go back to real quick to the question that CJ asked, and it ties into what you just said as well. I think the guy that asked you that question may be a little misguided in the sense of the owners can't collude. So in other words, if you are a GM and you want Christy to be on your team and Christy is under contract to another team, you can't call Christy and be like, hey, I want you to find a way to come join my team. Like that's illegal in the NBA sense. Mm-hmm. You can certainly have a conversation, like he was saying, you can certainly have a conversation with free agents. And the team, the owners can construct a team by trades. Now, on the flip side of that argument, and I'm not saying where I stand one way or the other on this, but I know what people like LeBron and some of the players have said in their defense is, well, the owners can build a team, a super team, if they want to through trades, but why can't we? And that's the logic that they've used. When this whole super team thing started, because actually it was really the Boston Celtics, who yep. started the super team thing, but they were built. Paul Pierce was drafted there, and the other two were traded there. So they were built through that. It was LeBron, when he went to Miami, it was the first super team that the players built themselves. But their argument has always been, well, the owners can do it through trying to get free agents like the Lakers attempt to do every year, or through trades. So why can't we amongst ourselves say, hey, we want to play together?
Oh, okay. I wish I had that answer for him. Like I said, I was a little
that almost didn't really answer what my question was, though, that scenario. Like, what if
I doubt they would do it like that, though, because they wouldn't want to hurt Chris's ego. If they were like, if they're telling Chris, hey, we're only going to give you a max deal if you get LeBron, he's going to be like, bleep you and keep it moving.
That was just an example I was using,
but the scenario, sure, absolutely.
Let's just drop the names. Like, the scenario, like, the owner could try to use their star player as a pawn to go recruit that player.
They all do that. That's exactly what they do. Absolutely.
Well, and that's so that way they can avoid the tampering charges.
Well, yeah, that too. And because from my understanding, going back to Miami, that Miami conversation first happened when they played in the Olympics together, which was like a year before LeBron's free agency, a year or two. I think it was like 2 years before LeBron's free agency.
So it was in the works before anybody even
Absolutely.
Knew.
Now, the owners can't get blamed for that because that was amongst the players. But you can't tell me that when they decide, all right, we're all going to go play and we're going to play for this particular team, that the owners or GM or somebody wasn't involved in that conversation. That's why actually the Lakers, you very rarely see the NBA enforce the no tampering thing. But the Lakers were punished twice. This year, this past year, for tampering. Particularly, I believe one instance was concerning Paul George.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. So I mean, so you have that now. Now we're in a world where the freaking super team, because you have a behemoth over there out west. So you have to put and I hope this is just a rumor. They're the Golden State is trying to engineer a way to get Anthony Davis. That is just.
Did you also see what he said?
I won't watch it.
Did you see what he said?
You'll watch it.
Anthony Davis came out and said, "I don't know if this is.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's true.
Go ahead, tell him what I saw was.
We don't know. It's not verified, so don't take my word for it. But one thing that I saw was that supposedly, if it really was him that said this, was that if he were to be traded to Golden State, he would retire.
And I just that hasn't been verified, and I. Quite frankly, don't believe it.
I don't believe not.
You know,
a word
I would have so much respect for him if he did that.
Respect don't pay the bills, boss.
Right. That's one of the reasons why I don't believe a freaking word of that.
It's hard to turn down.
It is, even when you have, you know, morals, principles, whatever.
Right.
Money speaks. But I was gonna say, so are these rules, I guess, in place? Is it like to kind of to combat like a monopoly type system.
Yeah, to try to keep a competitive
balance
as much as possible.
And to eliminate some chaos, because I feel like if you let the players recruit, I mean, it's just going to be like a recruiting.
Well, that's where we're at now, though, because the owners can't do it, but the players can.
That's why
you see this chaos every.
See, I feel like that shouldn't be the case. Like, it should be head office to. Agents.
Well, you know, it didn't used to be.
All of these players have agents, so it should go through them.
Well, you know, it used to be like that. Like, back in, like, the 80s, the 80s and prior to that, you saw very little movement among free agents. It actually, if I recall correctly, Shaquille O'Neal was the first player to not re-sign with the team that drafted him after that first contract was
over. Oh, really?
Yeah, so... So it's a fairly new phenomenon,
okay.
But this is the world that we live in. And especially if you're trying to compete, everybody's trying to figure out how to beat Golden State. So LeBron is in a situation where he's like, all right, well, where do I have the best chance to beat Golden State?
I would argue,
and we only got a couple minutes left, but I would argue that it's best for him in that aspect to stay here. Because the Cavaliers have already proven that they'll spend whatever it takes. They'll move whatever player.
See what you did there.
Oh, thank you. They'll move whatever player they have to. They'll do whatever is necessary to make this team as competitive as possible. Now, you go out west, you're going to have to face Golden State earlier. I agree with my brother E over here that would be a really bad idea. And I just don't think any of these other teams, I don't think he would fit in Philadelphia, or particularly in Boston. He's not going to go to Boston, or you're going to have to trade Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because Kyrie forced his way out of Cleveland because he didn't want to play with LeBron anymore.
I just
think that if he wants to, I mean, and I don't know if he does or not, this is just a hypothetical. If he wants to build a legacy of being able to say, I made it to 10, 11, 12 straight finals in a row,
I don't think no one's done in a row, but no one's done that many, period, other than Bill Russell and the Celtics teams of the 60s.
Right. So if he wants to be able to build a legacy where he can say that, where he's done it that many times in a row, then the easy way out would be to stay in the East. Because with the West, like you said, you're going to face Golden State sooner. And there's no saying if you're going to get past them.
Exactly.
Like, I hate them with a passion, but you can't deny the talent on their team.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, in the basketball sense, it would make more sense for him to stay in the East. Whether it's with Cleveland or whoever, I feel he owns the East. The East is LeBron. LeBron is the East.
No question.
So, we're going to get back to some basketball later on in the show. Stay tuned. Next, we have the one and the only, The Rundown, ran by Christy, who we will do a view check on how many views she's gotten at when we come back from this break. We'll be back here on Necessary Roughness.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, CJ King Cobb from Necessary Roughness Show. You know, people love Netflix, but for some, it isn't in their budget. And for others, they're paying for both Netflix and the data to watch it. Now they don't have to. With T-Mobile, you get unlimited data with Netflix included for the whole family, which means you can all watch thousands of shows and movies, whatever you want, anytime you want, on any device you want. All without paying more. Whenever you want to watch, T-Mobile has you covered. Only at T-Mobile you can get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included. And right now, buy a Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge watch all those shows you're too embarrassed to tell your friends you watch. All on your new phones. But that's okay. I promise I won't tell anybody. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
Unlimited data on their network, video streams at 480p, small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers, full price $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Hey, yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. This is Eric E. Will Williams alongside Christy Maggard.
Hey, hey.
Darvio the Kingpin Morrow from the Outlaws Radio Show.
My people.
And CJ Cobb, biggest muscles in the studio.
Skidoosh.
Skidoosh.
I'm going to work on your Arnold impersonation.
He just did that from Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, that has been like my favorite line since that movie.
I actually had the nickname Poe for a while from the girl I was talking to at the time because, yeah, Skidoosh.
Because you, it was because of that. I thought it was because you were actually Poe.
Like, well, I'm Poe too.
Yeah, you're actually Poe.
Anyways, we're not gonna let this one get off the rails.
Because
this is the infamous The Rundown by Christy Maggard.
Rundown.
But what else is infamous is Darvio's Jesus sandals.
Whoa!
These are not Jesus sandals.
Jesus walks.
These are not Jesus sandals.
He's so upset.
And what else is infamous is Darvio. How many views is she at right now?
The Christy count.
We are at 195 now.
195.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was kind of right. 95 is in there.
All right. 95 so we're going to do the rundown, and we're going to see what she's at the end
of the
show.
At the end of the show, yep.
All right.
So, Christy, let's get the rundown.
Here we go. Oh, I'd like to point out really quickly that while I was preparing for this today, I always underestimate how long it takes me to do this. I'm always like, oh, it's really easy, right? It's just like bullet points and stuff like that. But all the research that I have to do, I always short myself on time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this takes so much longer than I thought.
You put a lot of work into it.
I do, but I always forget.
That's why we call you the superstar of the show.
No, but I just always forget every week.
Call her superstar
because
she's the only one that can read her writing.
Superstar. That's right.
Tried to do it and I almost had an aneurysm.
That's called job security, CJ.
Yes.
And she wrote in high green marker.
He really meant to say hieroglyphics.
No.
I got to keep it colorful. All right. I got to keep it pretty. Sometimes I do purple and orange. And
I really wish. Y'all could have just seen CJ.
CJ almost did a spit take there.
Oh, God. All right, Christy,
all right,
the rundown,
here
please.
Here we go. All right. The House Judiciary Committee will tentatively hold a congressional hearing next week on a sports betting. The NFL is one of five plaintiffs in a lawsuit against New Jersey's effort to allow legal sports betting per state. Said it will look to Congress to create the framework for sports betting. Among those scheduled to testify is NFL Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Government Affairs Jocelyn Moore and former American Gaming Association President and CEO Jeff Freeman. Since the Supreme Court ruling striking down legislation prohibiting state sports betting that we reported on a couple weeks ago, Delaware and New Jersey have begun offering betting, and Mississippi and West Virginia are expected to follow soon. So, barring anything happening, that will take place next week. So, should be exciting. Nate Robinson is working towards an NBA comeback, but is opening up about his mental health struggles. Robinson said, quote, "The NBA gave me my depression. I've never been a depressed person in my life," end quote. Robinson said pressure from coaches to take the game more seriously, focus, and mature led him to therapy, apparently.
What? Isn't that what sports is about?
You could say that, but he said that the hardest thing in my whole life of my 34 years in existence on earth
so disrespectful.
Was dealing with 11 years in the NBA of trying to be somebody that they, NBA coaches, want me to be, end quote. So
they wanted him to be taller?
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look at Christy go. She got her an African-American Barbie, and now she knows lyrics.
I was just about to say, I'm no longer surprised. She wanted a black doll. Like, I'm not surprised.
I thought everybody knew that song.
Christy, you're down. You know what I'm saying?
I try.
Get the salute.
Luda, little 50 Cent.
Okay, now you just dropped
I got to keep my wipe by calling him 50.
Diddy.
But we talked about this before with Tyronn Lue and Kevin Love both coming out and experiencing some mental health issues. Kevin Love has experienced some panic attacks and things like that. And I think Darvio's made really good points about this, that it kind of goes beyond sport. Like, there is the competitive drive in sport and where you want to be better and you want to push yourself and stuff like that. And then there's this. And it kind of takes it to a whole nother level of just bad. It's just really bad because there's so much pressure on everybody for everything that it kind of like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Takes a turn for bad.
It's, and, you know, I'll be brief here, but we had talked about that before where in any, like, in this world, whether it's sports or entertainment, it's a lot of unnatural pressure.
Right.
And especially when you're doing this at the highest level.
Right.
It's... Not everybody can handle it. I mean, that's just the honest truth. Not everybody is built for it. There are some people who are rooted and grounded a certain way or who have great support systems that can help them deal mm-hmm. with those pressures. Mm-hmm. And even then, sometimes, you know, if you're having depression issues or anxiety issues, even sometimes with a support system, it can still be difficult. So
yeah.
it's just a lot of pressure. It's particularly... in the NBA. I mean, I think all of the major sports, they have a lot of pressure attached to them. But the NBA is so flashy and gossipy and all that. It's like there's drama in every league, but the drama in the NBA gets amplified more, I think. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. It's one of the things that turns me off about it. It's too... soap opera-y.
Soap opera-y. It's one of the things I like about the NBA most of the time, but then there's that other part that I'm like, all right,
this is annoying. Yeah, exactly. What were you going to say, Ewa?
Like, having had a brother who went through depression and who did actually wind up deciding to take that step of committing suicide 6 years ago, I see what it is like for a normal citizen to deal with depression and whatnot and everything they go through. Mm-hmm. But then if you were to take in an athlete's extra added pressure that they have to try to push and push and push and push and take that extra, you know, that extra shot, that, you know, run those extra yards or, you know, whatever it may be, that pressure is going to mount more than what a normal person might have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So I could kind of see. I mean, yeah, I might have cracked jokes earlier about his height, but that was just me trying to make light of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, for any of those listeners out there, don't think I'd take it as a joke. Depression is a real thing, and if you're suffering
Absolutely.
From it, make sure you reach out to anybody that, you know, there's hotlines you can call. Just do something. There's always somebody that'll listen to you and how you're feeling and what you got to say.
My couch is always open, judgment-free. Then, speaking of bad things and depression, Tanya Brady touched on speculation of retirement by responding to an ESPN Instagram post by writing, quote, and no habla español, so please forgive me.
40, 45.
Thank you. There it is. 45
which
in
is 45 in Spanish.
Right. And then attached to that were the three monkeys, the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. So that's kind of how he's played around with it, and he's done a few other things that have hinted at that. Giants closer Hunter Strickland broke
dummy.
His hand. Yeah, you big dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy.
Broke his hand punching a door following a blown save that has now sidelined him for 6 to 8 weeks.
So he's blown 6 to 8 weeks.
Exactly, for a save that he felt responsible for, or a loss that he felt responsible for, rather. Speaking of a loss, Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, is opening her second restaurant called International Smoke in Houston next month.
Hold on. This qualifies as another, you big dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. The restaurant is already getting rave one-star reviews from Rockets fans and other Houstonians. Quote, if you eat here, you ain't a Rockets fan, end quote.
That's serious. They put the ain't on it.
They put the ain't on it. Yes. Another one is, if zero stars was an option, that's what I would have put. Insanely disrespectful to attempt to open a restaurant in Houston. Go back to California and leave the real barbecue to the pros. The name of the restaurant makes sense because Curry about to get all the smoke.
Shots fired.
In these reviews.
Boop, 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 boop.
And then...
So petty.
What was the name of the restaurant?
International Smoke.
Stupid. Stupid.
Last, but certainly not least, we reported on this several weeks ago, Sterling Brown, guard for the Milwaukee Bucks, has filed suit against the city and its police. Mark Thompson, Brown's attorney, accused the police of, quote, discriminating against Mr. Brown on the basis of his race, end quote. The suit alleges that police tried to reframe what happened in their reports to make it appear that Brown restricted or obstructed them in their arrest. The mayor said in a statement that he hopes something good comes from the suit, and Police Chief Alfonso Morales has yet to comment on that. So I know we've brought this up before, and unless you guys have been living under a social media rock, the body cam footage has come out. Several people have reported on it, and we kind of all know, you know, what's going on, and the suit was coming. So
yeah.
Really quick, I'm going to piggyback off of that. Mm-hmm. Eric Andrade, how do you say his name?
Who?
Eric Andrade was one of the responding police officers who was accused of assaulting Sterling Brown. Mm. And he reportedly posted a joke on Facebook about unleashing a similar attack on J.R. Smith following his gaffe in Game 1 of the 2018 NBA Finals.
Wow.
Quote, I hope J.R. Smith double parks in Walgreens handicap parking spots when he's in Milwaukee.
Oh,
end
come
quote.
On, man.
He posted it on Facebook, according to TMZ Sports.
Bro.
It's ridiculous. And then Andrade's Brown's attorneys said in the complaint, quote, Andrade's post is an admission that he and other defendant officers are allowed to engage in unlawful attacks and arrests of African Americans without justification and then relish such events without any fear or real discipline.
I mean, you cannot possibly be any more stupid.
And then Brown's suit also says Andrade posted a racist meme of Kevin Durant and made a post about the epidemic of the black community lying on the police.
Jeez. Oh. See, so it gets so much worse.
See, this, and I know we gotta wrap things up quick here, but I have a family member that is in the force, and it makes me mad at stuff like that because there are good cops. There are cops out there that actually do their job
and follow the rules.
And follow the rules and are out in the community trying to help people.
And are good
people. And you
people.
Got jackasses like this posting stuff like this that makes it just blows my mind how insensitive, how just utterly disrespectful you can be. And I don't know. I just can't.
But it makes people think that that's how everyone is.
Well, exactly. and here's the thing, and I'll say this, and then we really got to go to break. Every good cop should be upset with this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
We don't see enough of good cops speaking out about the bad ones. Yes. And the reason why I say every good cop should be upset about this is because when you have idiots that do stuff like this, it puts their lives in danger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they, you know what I'm saying? Right. Whole one bad apple spoils it for the whole bunch.
So, right. But and that's what I mean. It puts their lives in danger because now there it causes even more toxicity
right.
between the community and the police. So every good cop should speak up more, and every good cop should be upset with idiots like this guy because it makes everybody's job more dangerous.
So, with that being said, that was a pretty strong way to end that segment. We're going to take a break here on Necessary Roughness. We'll be back shortly.
This is Jessica Lavish with the Outlaws. We know that racism still exists in our country, but what about slavery? Human trafficking, a form of modern-day slavery, is where people profit from the control and exploitation of others by means of force, fraud, and coercion. Tragically, no country, community, or individual is immune from the vast injustice. Human trafficking is driven by demand. Instead of contributing to the problem, we can be part of the solution. If we eliminate the demand, we eliminate human trafficking. For more information, follow #DemandNoMore.
Hey, yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. Once again, make sure you follow the show on Twitter at NRCLEF.
What is wrong with this guy?
Just how you opened that.
I know, right? Like,
hey, yo. Right, trying to do something different.
Sound like a used car salesman.
Because,
like,
you know, I was trying to keep that together.
Sunday.
I'm keeping it rolling.
I was trying to keep that together, but Christy over here, I just look over and she's just dying of laughter.
Sorry. I threw my arms up. I was like, what is that?
We have fun here, folks.
Let's get a do-over.
We have fun here.
You know what? Both times I've tried to do this, I've screwed up.
Yes.
So, don't forget to check out the show on Twitter at NRCLE and on Facebook at Necessary Roughness Radio, which, for those of you that are already checking out the page, what is the views at?
245 now.
And I can't speak proper English. What are the views at?
Yes, 245.
All right. And also, don't forget to check out the FCBRadio.com app, which is available through your Apple iPhone, whatever app store, because I don't mess with iPhones. And
later.
Google Play, Play Store. Just type in FCBRadio.com with no spaces. You can check out Views from the 216, Jeff Brown Show, the Todd Allen Show, Necessary Roughness Radio, the Outlaws Radio Show.
Right.
Then you got Uptown, which plays R&B, and you got The Vibe.
Oh, yeah, baby. Catch This Vibe by FCB.
Which plays 80s and 90s hip-hop and R&B. Also, Darvio has a little something quick to plug. What do you got for me, Darvio?
Yes. Shout out to Mo Betta, family member of FCB, co-host.
Mo Betta?
Of the Jeff Brown Show. She is having a game night with her organization, Game On Cleveland, the one-year anniversary celebration. They're bringing in legendary hip-hop artist Chubb Rock. It's Friday, August 3rd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Jack Thistledown Racino, 21501 Emory Road in North Randall, Ohio. It's an old school game night full of nostalgic board games, video games, line dancing, giveaways, prizes, vendors, and more. Come dress in 90s themed attire. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, ChubbRockGOC.eventbrite.com. That's Chubb with two B's. $15 for one, $25 for two. And for more info, you can go to GameOnCLE.com.
Yo, that's my jam right there.
I'm there for that.
90s theme.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, that sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Wear my Eco United JNCO jeans.
You still have those?
JNCO jeans.
No, I don't got those. I don't got those. I'm about to go buy them.
You know they started selling them again, right?
Did they really?
Did they really?
Yeah. They really did.
Stop.
I was probably about 3 weeks ago, I was online, and I somehow wound up on their website, and I almost bought a JNCO t-shirt.
Oh, my god!
You know what? Forget it. I'm going to go find me some FUBU. And I'm gonna wear that.
Yes.
For us, by
some
us.
Some fat farm. Yes.
Yes. Some fat farm. I'm bring out my jean shorts.
I'm gonna get a
jorts. Busting out the jorts.
Yes. Jorts. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For the record, I haven't announced this yet. Nobody knows. Not even Darvio. So, those of you that follow the Outlaws Radio Show, I know that we went to Hey, Mr. Postman. Which was a movie that we got to interview all the actors on the show. And the premiere was this past Saturday. So I went dressed as a mailman.
You did. You talked about that last week.
Full guard. I did. Now, speaking of jorts, you guys don't know this, but I'm about to tell you.
You got a mean rash from those jorts.
I probably did, actually.
That is terrible.
It sucks. Chafing sucks.
Yeah. Chafing. Hashtag chafing is real.
Hashtag chafing sucks. Anyways, I'm going to a country concert, which for any of those of you that know me personally, I'm not a country person at all. I'm a hip-hop head, R&B,
oh
some rock.
Gosh.
I don't really do country music, but I'm going to a country concert.
Is it for a girl?
It is.
It's for his band.
Not even Luke Bryan?
I'm going for Kane Brown.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Yeah. Kane Brown is actually not that bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going in August, and I'm actually going to straight up go wearing some jorts, a flannel shirt. I'm not doing boots, but I might put like a cowboy hat on.
As long as you don't wear assless chaps, I think everybody will.
I think the county fairgrounds that I'm going to would probably kick me out if they saw all that ass.
All that ass.
Dat. D-A-T.
Dat. D-A-T.
D-A-T.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, our viewers probably are imagining.
We're like, I'm leaving now. Go watch the video and you can see how big I am to realize how wide my ass would be in those chaps.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's not paint that picture, okay?
Oh. CJ's picturing that in his head right now.
I am not.
Okay.
He's like, I wasn't.
But now I am.
Now I am.
All right, back to our sports program, I swear. We do talk about sports on this show, I promise.
Sometimes.
I love this show.
I think slowly but surely this show is starting to turn into the second party network of FCB.
Yes.
After the Outlaws radio show.
Yeah, because the Outlaws is the party show. Nobody can party like
and
the
two-thirds
Outlaws.
And two-thirds of the Outlaws radio show is on this show.
So we bring the same atmosphere.
All right, so in the first two segments, we talked about the NBA. We're going to bring it back to LeBron James. And there was something on Bleacher Report back on June 17th about how the Cleveland Cavaliers could build a super team around LeBron James to keep him in Cleveland. And so I kind of want to break this down a little bit, pick Darvio's brain about this since he's the resident NBA guy, see what CJ thinks, and catch a little thing here or there from Christy.
Yeah.
So step one is fill the Kyrie role, and this was said, I'm not even going to get into the full details, just I'm going to go by names here.
Yeah.
Fill the Kyrie role by attaining Kemba Walker from the Hornets. Okay. Get Paul George to Cleveland. Take a gamble on talent. So with that, they say get Hassan Whiteside. And so the roster would look like this. James can end his run with just one All-Star by his side. In this scenario, the Cavaliers get to keep Kevin Love, who would be an excellent fit between James and Whiteside in the front court. Cleveland wouldn't get Irving back, but Walker is a fine consolation prize who can fill his scoring void and provide the offensive spark that Hill couldn't. The grand prize is George and would only be available thanks to James' recruiting and the Thunder's lack of leverage. The Cavaliers would also retain Smith, Rodney Hood, and Larry Lanes Jr. while adding Williams to help build the bench. Their new starting lineup would be as follows. Point guard, Kemba Walker. Shooting guard, Paul George. Small forward, LeBron James. Power forward, Kevin Love. Center, Hassan Whiteside. Now, actually, let me backtrack a little bit because for those of you wondering, there were some trades that were made in these scenarios. So in the Kemba Walker deal, the deal, Walker and Marvin Williams to Cleveland for George Hill and the number 8 overall pick. Then for Paul George, it was like a sign-and-trade type deal where Paul George would sign with them and then they would trade him to Cleveland for Kyle Korver and Jordan Clarkson. Then the Hassan Whiteside deal was Whiteside to Cleveland for Tristan Thompson and Seti Osman. And that's how you wind up with Kemba Walker, Paul George, LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Hassan Whiteside as your new starting five.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on that possible scenario, Darvio?
If they could do that, they should do it now. I think
You think they should do that, like, last week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because my argument has always been, I said this last year, and I've said this all this season. The problem is simple math. The Golden State Warriors, they have 4 All-Stars. We, at the time, had 3. Now we have 2.
we need four. That's just, to me, it's just simple math.
Well, and even looking at that starting five, you know, Hassan Whiteside, everybody's like, well, he's the oddball of it. But he's really not, because he provides the defense.
Can you, and not only does he provide the defense, but what are you going to do with him when you have to guard that starting five? They're not going to double him. You're going to be more focused on LeBron, Kevin, Paul George, and who was the other?
Kemba Walker.
And Kemba Walker. You're going to be more concerned about them. So Hassan Whiteside is going to be getting dunks. He's going to be getting layups. He's going to, like, the lane is going to be wide open. So if that's possible, and I actually do believe that a lot of that is possible. Actually, I think all of it is possible, except the Paul George thing is a little iffy, because it just requires so many moving parts, and it requires Paul George to actually say, I'm coming to Cleveland, and it's the only place I'm going to go to, so you have to sign me and trade me, or you'll lose me for nothing. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everything else on that thing is doable, and I would do it tomorrow. I've been saying from jump that I want Kemba Walker here, because Kemba Walker is not Kyrie Irving, but he is an all-star. And I've been also saying, you keep Kevin Love, because the issue, once again, if you can keep Kevin Love, that's what you do. Because the issue, again, goes back to simple math. So trading Kevin Love for another all-star doesn't really make much sense to me, because it doesn't change the math. If you can bring two all-stars in with LeBron and Kevin, that's absolutely what you do.
CJ.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what I said on the, I think it was the last show, where, you know, Golden State had threats all around the perimeter. I mean, you had KD, you had Klay Thompson, you had Steph Curry. Heck, even Draymond, even though he didn't really hit many, Draymond can jack up a three and hit it sometimes. And if he hits a three, then you're really in trouble. So now it's kind of like you get that starting five. Now you have potential threats on the outside. You have Paul George, you have LeBron, you have Kevin Love. Kemba Walker is a great, would be a great pickup. I mean, he gives you leadership. He gives you a veteran presence. Like you said, he's an all-star. He can score. And then Whiteside has a huge, he's young, and he has huge talent down there in the paint. So, and like Darvio was alluding to, I mean, dunks, layups, alley-oops, that not only does that, you know, help him, but it helps get the energy in the arena up. That's that sixth man that you always want. You want the crowd into it.
Absolutely.
Now the crowd's on their feet. Now the crowd's rocking. So, I mean, I think that if they can get that, that would be the best.
Do that immediately.
Yeah, do that like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, but like you said, Darvio, getting Paul George is going to be.
That'll be the toughest out of all.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be difficult.
Christy.
I can't get off of the Kemba Walker thing. And honestly,
we're on the same page. Go.
I'm not even going to lie. I had to look him up. But he was an all-star at UConn and unanimously selected for the All Big East first team. So he is a star. Yes, and like CJ already said, he entered the NBA in 2011. So he's got that veteran feel to him.
Which, pause. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
That's what LeBron prefers and looks for.
Right. Yes. So he is going to be a better fit on a team with a veteran all-star when you pair up another veteran all-star to support him, like Absolutely. The supporting cast. So he would be a tremendously excellent fit. Now, I am worried about Paul George, because we talked about him. He was kind of like in the mix there for a while when the Cavs made all those trades a while back, and I don't remember what happened with him, but we didn't end up getting him. So
Indiana voided that.
He's going to be kind of the tricky one to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But I absolutely agree. And if nothing else, get Walker, because filling that Kyrie void, I think that's what we were missing this year in the
postseason. I totally
agree.
If they do nothing else, just getting Kemba Walker alone would make them more competitive.
I don't think it's
enough to beat Golden State, but they wouldn't get swept.
Right, but I think the biggest thing that they need to focus on is the defensive aspect, which I think he could play a little bit of a role in. I know that you guys disagree with this, but Kyrie had more defense in him. He could steal the ball like better than anybody else on the rest of the team, and that is something that we severely lacked against Golden State. There was just almost no defense whatsoever.
And the communication was bad. I mean, just during the playoffs, it was just terrible. I mean, guys looking at each other like they didn't know what was going on.
Right.
I thought you had it.
I don't know
who had it.
Well, with that being said, I know who has it right now. I do, because I'm going to end the show.
Oh, hey, real quick, we forgot to wish everybody a happy Father's Day last weekend. Yes. So if you're a dad listening, happy Father's Day. Ewell, happy Father's Day
to you.
Thanks for all you do, dads.
Thank you for all the other dads out there. We appreciate everything you do to help raise these children.
I appreciate you.
My dad taught me everything I know.
Yes.
There we go. He taught her how to react how she did on that video, which has how many views?
272.
272.
My guy, we were thinking the same.
All right. Well, we'll be back here next week on Necessary Roughness. Peace.
Peace.
You see it.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.